This is an RNIB talking book.
The Silver Chair by C.S. Lewis.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Funding for the conversion of this talking book title has been supplied by the Heritage Lottery Fund.
13090, The Silver Chair, by C.S. Lewis, read by Andrew Timothy. Back in the land of Narnia, Jill and Eustace set out to free the prince from his silver chair, but many hardships and adventures must first be overcome.
By kind permission of the publisher, Collins. This book is copyright.
The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded, without fee, by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England.
No unauthorised broadcasting, a public performance or copying is permitted. The recording of these books were made possible by a donation from Mrs. Fiona Black of Gairloch Head, Scotland, by the sale of soft toys. There are 16 chapters, and the book is read by Andrew Timothy. The Silver Chair, Chapter 1, Behind the Gym. It was a dull autumn day, and Jill Pearl was crying behind the gym. She was crying because they'd been bullying her. Now, this isn't going to be a school story, so I shall say as little as possible about Jill's school, which isn't a pleasant subject. It was co-educational, a school for both boys and girls, what used to be called a mixed school. Some said it was not nearly so mixed as the minds of the people who ran it.